You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. For more information, to order resources or donate, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I also want to remind everybody tuning in today that you can contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, yesterday I was reminiscing about my one-year anniversary. I had a stem cell transplant, an allogenic stem cell transplant, 1 year ago today, and that transplant means that I received the blood of another person, the immune system of another person. And to the extent that my immune or blood system continued on, I would die. But if I received that immune system, that blood system from my son, I would live. And now I am 100% his blood system, his immune system, and I have life. And of course, with time and life comes responsibility. And that responsibility I continue to carry on through the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our 24/7 outreaches around the world. I've been given the precious commodity of time. On yesterday's broadcast, I mentioned just how important time was and how Alexander the Great recognized the significance of time over money. When he was being buried, he wanted the best doctors to carry his coffin to the burial place to demonstrate that in the face of death, even the best doctors, the best in the world, would have no power to heal. And he wanted the road, as I mentioned yesterday, to be covered with treasure so that everyone would see that material wealth acquired on this earth will stay on earth. And he wanted his hands to swing out of the coffin so that people would understand that we come to this world empty-handed, and that we leave this world empty-handed after the most precious treasure of all has been exhausted. That treasure, once again, T-I-M-E, the treasure of time. Well, again, yesterday I was reminiscing about all of this, and I shared that on yesterday's broadcast. But I thought on today's broadcast, Alexander the Great is not only a person that I remember via an icon and remember in many historical ways, but I also remember because he is the subject of prophecy, prophecy that we find in the Bible demonstrating that the Bible is divine as opposed to being merely human in origin. You might recall that in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, Daniel is actually given a prophecy that has direct and specific implications with respect to the life of Alexander the Great. Gabriel explains in the book of Daniel that a shaggy goat that is given in prophetic ways to Daniel in dreams and visions is the kingdom of Greece, and that the large horn between his eyes is none other than Alexander the Great, Alexander who, astride the mighty black Bucephalus, its massive brow adorned by a glistening white star, sent tremors of terror down the spines of the Medo-Persian military. Alexander who, against all odds, defeated the mighty Persian armies in 334 BC. Alexander, who in concert with the prophecies of Daniel became supreme monarch of the ancient world. And so this shaggy goat, this goat with the large horn between his eyes, was the fulfillment of one of the most amazing prophecies in all of Scripture, a prophecy that is fulfilled in such a pristine and precise way that we know that God has spoken, that these are His words. In history, following the Battle of Issus, Alexander marched down the Mediterranean coast. On his way, he was capturing Persian seaport after Persian seaport. And then he reached Tyre, and he demanded access to the Temple of Hercules because he wanted to make oblations to the gods. And then supposing that they were secure, they refused the demands of Tyre. And so Alexander the Great devised one of the most extraordinary feats in the annals of military warfare. And in the process, he fulfilled a prophecy made by the prophet Ezekiel more than 2.5 centuries earlier. I want to tell you about that prophecy, because when you understand fulfilled prophecy, you get a grasp of the majesty of the Word of God. At any rate, following Judah's deportation to Babylon, Ezekiel had prophesied that Tyre, who viewed the fall of Jerusalem as a pathway to further prosperity, would ultimately be destroyed. Ezekiel said that God would bring up a succession of nations against Tyre, sort of like the ocean bringing up its waves. And the first of those nations would be Babylon. Babylon would besiege the mainland. Babylon would break down the walls of Tyre. Babylon would butcher its citizens. And according to Ezekiel, Tyre was going to be, well, scraped as bare as a rock. And all of its rubble would be thrown into the midst of the sea. Now picture this. One of the great nations that has ever existed would be utterly destroyed. Bare as a rock, rubble thrown into the midst of the sea. Well, did it happen? Was Ezekiel right? Did God speak through the prophet Ezekiel? Can we trust the Bible? Well, as it turns out, what happened was a matter of history. A year after the destruction of Jerusalem, Nebuchadnezzar had set his sights on destroying Tyre. Tyre, of course, at the time was this gaudy and glistening oasis of luxury and wealth. Tyre was queen of the seas, just like Babylon was king of the land. And so after a prolonged siege, he succeeded in breaching the walls. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Tyre's strong towers and reduced the mainland to ruin and rubble. But his efforts were largely unrewarded. Recognizing the inevitability of the siege, the Tyrians, well, they transferred the bulk of their wealth to such colonies as Carthage or to their island citadel, Kilimir, off the mainland in the aqua blue waters of the Aegean Sea. Well, as you know from history, Babylon would fall to the allied forces of Media and Persia, but the island citadel of Tyre would continue its dance with prosperity. They would think, "We will never be defeated. We will never fall." We are the great nation that is impregnable. And in many ways, as I tell you the conclusion of the story after the break, the fulfillment of the prophecy, I want you to think in your mind about America. We too think that we're unassailable, that we will never fall. But kingdoms come and go. If we put our trust in the arm of men, we will fail. But if we put our trust in the arm of God, we will succeed. As I tell you this story, a reminder that you can stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially by supporting us on the web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. Be back in a moment with the rest of the story.
One of the biggest problems right now for many people is that they are running and running with little sense of God, and they can't shut off all the noise around them because they think noise keeps them sane. But once we withdraw for a day or two of silence with Him, we find we have entered a whole different world. Those are words K.P. Yohannan shares in his new book, Never Give Up, the story of his darkest days. And we believe his story will draw you closer to Christ. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the Revised and Updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.
We've seen good times and hard times, but nothing quite like these times. The consequences of the coronavirus pandemic and massive urban unrest have been nothing short of shocking. In such times, people desperately need hope and courage. God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohannan is one of those people. Through times of trial, we come to know what it truly means to know Christ. Simply put, Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Today I'm talking about one of the great prophecies in biblical history made by the prophet Ezekiel and fulfilled in history through Alexander the Great. And Alexander the Great, of course, is a seminal figure in biblical history, in many, many ways. In fact, Alexander the Great conquered the world, Hellenized the world. As a result, Greek became the language of the world, and Greek became the very language that took the Hebrew language and made it accessible to the world. When you read your Bible today and you see fulfilled prophecy, for example, if you read in Acts chapter 15 about David's fallen tent, which was discussed at the Council of Jerusalem, well, the quotation by James is actually a quotation from the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew scriptures. The Jewish religion was enshrined in a sacred book. It was hidden from the outside world in one of the most esoteric of all exotic languages. It was virtually unavailable except in bits and pieces to anyone. But then the Hebrew was translated into the Greek language. All of this to say that Alexander the Great is a seminal character in history, and he is the one who fulfilled Ezekiel's prophecy concerning Tyre. Let me pick up that story. The story continues with time. Time which continues its inexorable march into the future. Time in which kingdom after kingdom would crumble into the dustbin of history. And this time, the kingdom forged by Cyrus the Great would succumb to the iron fist of Alexander the Great. After soundly defeating Sidon, the Macedonian Alexander the Great continued his relentless march toward Tyre. His emissaries enjoined the Tyrians to embrace peace, but they responded in haughtiness and haste. They took the dead bodies of Alexander's ambassadors and threw them into the raging waters that surrounded their, well, what they thought to be unbreachable citadel. This time, however, the Tyrians had met their match. Alexander the Great purposed to do the unthinkable. The story is incredible. I remember learning this story as a new Christian. He commissioned Diades of Pella to engineer a resplendent causeway from the ruined city on the seashore to the regal citadel in the midst of the sea. And thus was fulfilled the most improbable of all prophecies. In keeping with Ezekiel's epic words, the mainland was scraped bare as a rock, and its stones, its timbers, its rubble, well, they were all thrown into the sea. The island fortress was mercilessly crushed. 30,000 Tyrians were sold into slavery. 2,000 were morbidly crucified. And to ensure that Tyre would never regain its lofty status as the center of world commerce, well, Alexander purposed to make his namesake, Alexandria, the commercial capital of the world. And of course, still, the prophecy was not complete because Ezekiel had prophesied, "I will bring many nations against you, like the sea casting up its waves." And so Babylon, Greece, Egypt, Rome, they'd all have their way with the once peerless Phoenician capital of the world. And after the Arab conquest in 638, deterioration devolved into destruction. In 1291, Muslim hordes swept what little remained of Tyre into the ash bin of history. The king of Tyre had said of Jerusalem, "Aha! The gate to the nations is broken. Its doors have swung open to me. And now that she lies in ruins, I will prosper." You read that in Ezekiel chapter 26. But the king of kings said of Tyre, "Because you think you are wise, as wise as a god, I'm going to bring foreigners against you, the most ruthless of nations. They will draw their swords against your beauty, against your wisdom. They will pierce your shining splendor. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die a violent death in the heart of the sea." Well, today, aerial photography provides, well, it provides a graphic pictorial of the precision with which Ezekiel's prophecies have been fulfilled. Tyre's once resplendent island citadel, an island citadel complete with Herculean temples, complete with extravagant palaces, opulent housing, is but a shipwreck. Tyre's satellite city on the shore, well, it is bedecked by blacktop and block housing, and Diadez's ingenious causeway has become an impoverished peninsula, pointing as a finger toward the once legendary city, now largely submerged into the heart of the sea. Well, scarcely a decade after Alexander had continued his march towards Jerusalem, he was dead. He was dead a month short of his 33rd birthday. And in keeping with the Daniel prophecy, at the height of his power, his large horn was broken off, and in its place, four prominent horns grew up toward the four winds of heaven. Well, I mentioned this on yesterday's show, but it is an incredible thing to think that these prophecies were all fulfilled through Daniel, who made the prophecy and then in history fulfilled in time as every event that Daniel foresaw by God's power and providence took place in the second century before Christ, in which the Old Testament Antichrist, Antiochus IV Epiphanes, was seeking to wipe out the Hebrew nation that was to give birth eventually to Messiah, the babe of Bethlehem. And so you see the beauty of Scripture in the fulfillment of prophecy. This prophecy of Tyre, a prophecy I learned many, many years ago as a new Christian. I think I mentioned that a bit earlier in this broadcast, but a prophecy that has stayed with me because the end point of prophecy are the words God has spoken, His word cannot be broken. And so we today are people of the book in many ways, recognizing that the Bible is the infallible repository of redemptive revelation, a repository that God has preserved through the church, the pillar and ground of truth, a repository that takes the message of Christ into the present generation and reminds us of the temporal nation of the world in the midst of power that is broken because the Lord has spoken, and what happened to Tyre can happen to America if we do not fall on our faces, if we do not turn to the Lord, if we do not use the time He has given us to make a difference. At the end of our fiscal year, June 30, we will know if we can continue on with the ministry making a difference, because you are standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. So please give. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. This is a crucial month, and you can make a difference. So long for now.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We've seen good times and hard times, but nothing quite like these times. The national and global ravages of the coronavirus pandemic have been nothing short of shocking. In such times, people desperately need hope and courage. Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation by K.P. Yohanan, is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters, and life matters more. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.